Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
What's happening, you two?
Hi.
What's happening in Zalebville?
Hey, plenty is happening in Zalebville. I mean, there's fake pregnancies.
Fake pregnancies? Who's got the fake pregnancy?
No, it wasn't a fake pregnancy. Ayanda Tabeta posted a picture of herself with a baby bump.
Ah.
So I only thought one thing until I read the caption and she was like, no, guys, this is just for Rockville.
Ah.
Yeah.
People trying to get a rise out of nothing. Okay, let's get into it. Let's kick it off with the really bad. Jub Jub apparently going to get parole?
Yeah, there's a possibility that that's going to happen in December, apparently, according to Sunday World. So they're saying that they need to speak. Obviously, they need to speak to the families of the children who died, you know, during the accident. So it's not a like a certain thing that it's going to happen, but it might happen. There's a huge chance.
What do they
that
think they're going to say? Yeah, let him out.
I doubt it, or at least I wouldn't. Like, have there been any comment from the
No,
family?
And I mean, there was also like a line where it said that the families also still want an apology from Jub Jub. So I didn't know that he hadn't apologized. I mean, it's like so many years
after.
And I was so surprised when I went on our Facebook page, you know, to just see the comments when we posted the article. And people were like, yeah, we're happy. He must come out. And I was like, but like most people on the comment section were like really happy that Jub Jub might be coming out of prison. So
if he comes out, though, like, it's also, what does he come out to? Because it's not like the Oak is going to go on now to have a successful music career.
That's
like,
true.
You know,
that's true.
No one's going to endorse him.
What's
no
he
going to
do for
him to play
a living?
Their gig.
Like, he's how's gonna, he going to survive?
He'd have to, like, put a real 360. He'd have to come out and, I don't know, find a little cult to lead or something like that.
No, but it's not like anyone's going to want to work with him.
No.
Definitely not. No.
No. I mean, we'll have him on the show if he comes out, but only because it'll be good to do good for numbers.
That's
yeah,
no,
that's the only reason.
To get
obviously.
Perspective, yeah. Speak to the guy.
Listen, let's shift gears because he's a loser, and I don't dig the guy. But I mean, if he wants to be on the show,
sure, we'll all be listening to your show. Aren't
yeah,
but then do you think he deserves to come out?
No, of course not. He killed people. He
yeah,
killed
no,
kids.
I agree.
He was, what was it, snorting cocaine
yeah,
and drag racing and
yeah, very careless and
yeah,
irresponsible.
Oh my gosh,
it's crazy.
You know, I didn't like the guy when he was on South African Survivor, and he just came across as a tool. And then when he went and did that, I was just like, "Now I really don't dig you. Now you've really given
now
me
gave
a reason.
You gave
me
a reason.
Give me a real reason."
If he comes out next year, how long would he have been in jail for in total?
Not long enough.
I feel like 2 years or something. I don't
two
know, or three. That's not long enough.
No,
yeah, no,
not for killing people.
No.
All right, let's shift gears for a second. Let's talk about actress and OPW presenter Phumza Mdabe, who was. It's not Phumeza.
Phumeza.
Yeah.
Is
why does it say Phumza? Yeah. I thought it's Phumeza. She's been on the show. She's a sweetheart.
Yeah.
But shame. She just. I mean, she opened up about her kid having cancer a couple
yeah,
of months ago. Yeah.
That was so hectic.
Yeah. But like, I mean, she's saying now that she's not really interested in making music. She's not feeling the love at the moment. I mean, we all were introduced to her like as a, you know, singer.
Mm.
But now she's not really keen on making new music. She's focusing on her acting, and she's going to be starring on some SABC series soon.
She's
a sitcom,
sweetheart,
right?
Yeah.
Sitcom.
Yeah. Yeah.
Her
is
music
she funny
career,
though?
But her music career wasn't big.
No, it wasn't. She wasn't. Yeah. No, she was no Zahara. Or,
nah.
Yeah. So
maybe it's best she just leaves.
Yeah.
It.
I'm sure she also thought, you know, this music thing is not really
my thing. Yeah.
So.
Well, you can't do it. Well, some people can do everything and they do it well. Beyonce.
But she can't act. Yeah. Do you think she can act?
Do you know what?
I love Beyonce, but I don't think she can act.
She is going to come out with a movie at some point. I guarantee you. She'll do something. She's had enough time to go for classes now. brand new season of Date My Family back. Recently, Zabalaza spoke about how weaves cause sinuses.
I know that a lot of people are not massive fans of weaves, but this guy, this bachelor named Zabalaza, actually professed to having a weave allergy.
Hmm.
Needless to say, it didn't go down too well on Twitter. People really thought it was quite crazy. But then he tried to explain it. He was like, you see, when people have weaves, they cut it, and it's always cheap weaves. It's the one you wake up to and the girl looks like a mess. You don't know where the hairline starts or everything. The scalp is falling. It's just a disaster.
Hmm.
Those were his words when he tried to explain his reasoning.
How did this go? Did the family see him express his sentiment on weaves, or was that to a diary cam?
I think that was to a diary
cam. Producer Kat, you want to weigh in on this weevuation here? Hang on, let me activate your microphone there. Yes?
It was very funny. It was to Darkan, but it was also at the dinner table. While the chick, because the chick watches for the potential date, she watches from another bedroom in the house. So she saw him say all of this. But then the thing is, like, he mentioned that he works with animals, which obviously, like, animals shed a lot of hair. But then he complains about weaves.
Like, he gets all the but he doesn't sleep with the animals, so.
But he works with them.
And you know what this sounds
he
like to me?
He even said it makes him bleed. The weave. Oh, it makes his nose bleed.
Which women is he hanging out with?
I don't know. He said he once got a nosebleed from weed.
From weed. Well, maybe weed was involved as well. This sounds like a fantastic season premiere to me. This sounds like they got it so right. They went, and out of 50 million people, they found the one guy who has got a theory that weaves cause sinusitis and lead to bleeding.
And nosebleeds.
So good work to the scriptwriters.
Yeah, well done, guys. Nice.
He was also asked, like, if he felt any pressure saying this in front of the families. And he's like, look, it was easy in front of the families, but the pressure only hit me when I went on the date with the lady that had chosen. Because then he felt, like, more self-conscious about everything he had said, that he was on the spot.
You know, I'd like to see how many people actually have relationships coming out of Date My Family.
Why don't they do follow-ups?
Because there's no follow-ups.
Yeah, it's just random. I think it's a random show. I don't like the show. Sorry. Okay. I just think it's random.
What do you think of the theory that Date My Family is only there to promote up-and-coming actors?
I don't know.
Like, apparently,
well, it's certainly not there to sell weaves. It could be. You know, people want to be on television. People are desperate for it.
Yeah. I guess.
Let's talk about people that should be on television, though. Menzi Ngubane had a bit of a rough patch recently with his health, but he's now joined Isibaya, one of the biggest shows on TV.
Yeah, he was introduced last week as one of the new characters. So there's going to be a new family on Isibaya. So Menzi's going to be the father. Mm. And then Thuli Thabete is also going to be joining Isibaya.
Huh.
It's Thuli, right?
Yeah,
it is Thuli. So now the thing is, people were like, but why do we always keep seeing the same faces on television? You know, he's on Ashes to Ashes, right? Or Gold Diggers, one of those ETV dramas.
And he's still going to, I think it's Ashes, right?
I think, it's, yeah, one of the two.
And he's still going to be on that show.
Yeah.
He's not leaving.
And then he's going to be on Isibaya. Couldn't they find other Zulu actors out there? I'm sure there are other talented Zulu actors. I don't know.
You know what? Sometimes, though, you just want to give the job to people that you know can get the job done.
But is that fair, though?
Life's not fair, you know? It's just an overarching theme.
But,
you
I mean, yeah, well, people were excited, but, like, others were like, but can't we get new people?
Can I tell you, I found this last night on YouTube, and before I knew it, I'd watched the whole thing.
Yeah?
It's an old episode of this television show.
Good. I have brilliant news. Got to call my phone in the MTA campaign. He wants us to pitch for the account. Never let it be said that I don't have any clout in this town.
Trying to get with your buddy's girl. That's what sucks. Get you.
Remember that guy? It was Tendai, wasn't it? The guy that was on backstage.
Dreadlocks.
Yeah, the guy with the dreadlocks.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the other.
How old is the episode?
It's like an old episode. Listen.
Oh, wow.
You'll recognize the voices.
Straight.
There was Lumka.
Hold me over to the Three Towers and rip my clothes off.
The Three Towers.
Isn't even halfway through the
bastard. Yo, what Bumkan again? Oh my word.
No, it's no wonder Zinzi kicked you out. You were cheating on her from day one with Lumka, that chick who gave you the AIDS scare. No, Ken-san, what did you screw up to? Leave Ken-san here.
Alright, I'll help you get her up to standard. That's as far as my involvement goes.
Then there was Camilla Waldwin, who played the role of Anne de Villiers.
Oh my
who
word.
Ran the whorehouse with Tau Mukhale.
Yes.
And Julia Mutene.
I didn't know that was a whorehouse.
If your plan backfires
like a throwback
and threatens
thing?
Me or my business in any way, I will do whatever it takes to clear my name. Even if it means exposing the both of you.
And
there's no print campaign.
No. Sorry.
I don't bloody well believe this.
See, now that was good TV. So before I knew it, I didn't realize there's old episodes of Generations on YouTube, and I'd watched the whole 24-minute thing. New Horizons, Akino Matosa was still on it at this point.
Back of the Moon.
Back of the Moon. The beginning of Tsalanang. when Lumka just found out that Sibusiso was her dad.
Father,
yeah. Clint Brink was still in it.
That was a good show, wow. Actually.
That was a good
back
show.
Back in the day.
I was addicted to it.
It's crazy. You see, Menzi Ngubane, you know, we don't realize how long these people have been in our lives for.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I'm glad he's joined us by, though. I think that the actors get better treated by DSTV.
You reckon?
I think. I don't know.
Okay.
They don't seem to strike as much, the actors, so much as DSTV.
Yeah.
You know, they got that compact money.
No reason to strike.
Sometimes I say stuff just to see Sia's face and the way she responds. Okay, speaking of people coming out of the DSTV family, Kaya Mtetwa and Jessica Nkosi, are they a thing or are they not?
This rumor's been going on for ages. Like, someone else asked me on Friday, one of our colleagues, Uzole, was like, are these guys dating or not? And I'm like, you know what, just because we're still hearing this rumor almost 2 years after it started, I think there might be something there.
I don't know. Yeah, they say they're not dating. He says they're just friends.
Yeah.
And whenever they see these stories written about them, they call each other and they laugh about it.
Hmm.
But I mean, it's the same Jessica who apparently stole Kaya from, you know, Nomzamo. And that's like a rumor. And obviously they say that's not true, but we don't know what's true. I mean, if the story's been going on for more than 2 years, surely something has to,
to be something.
Yeah, I don't know.
We really need, you know, to up it on the romance drama in Celebville. It's very boring and dry.
Yeah, it is very, is boring. It is.
Who do you think would be a really spicy couple that we should try and put them in a room together? Maybe we get, it'd be really, really good together. Give us lots of material. Maybe we get like Zintle and Deleuze.
Oh,
wow.
That would be a good one.
That would go crazy.
That would really be dope.
That would be insane.
And then maybe like, I don't know. Who could we get? Who else could we do that would really spice the whole situation up? See, I'm trying to think who we could put Euphonic with that would really just like, you know, be a bit of a...
Kelly Kumalo.
Kicking, or maybe no, actually it shouldn't be Deleuze and Zintle, it should be Euphonic and Zintle.
Oh yeah, that would be great.
That would be,
that would be great.
Producer Kat, can you make that happen?
No.
Why not?
I'm trying to get sued by Temba, thank you.
All
I think that would be cool, actually.
That there is all the latest celebrity news. Of course, if you want to keep up with celebs, it is so easy. Tell us more.
Guys, it's easy to find us on the web, on social media, on YouTube. It's Zalebs.
Power. There you go.
There we go.
And now I'm going to play my favorite song at the moment, only because I love saying this word so much. Ricky Rick, Sidlukotin.
Oh, Sidlukotin.
I just love saying that word so much. All right. Zalebs team, thank you so much for swinging by. On the other side of this, it is the GRT. These guys back here next Monday with all the latest celebrity news as it happens, plus obviously all the latest on the Euphonic and DJ Zintle relationship. They'll be tracking that as we make it happen. Power. Hellman on CliffCentral.com.